Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today's contender was a famous sharpshooter and Wild West performer. She traveled around the world, wowing audiences with her abilities and thriving in a male-dominated sphere. Let's talk about Annie Oakley. Annie Oakley was born Phoebe Ann Moses on August 13, 1860, in Dark County, Ohio. When Annie was six, her father, Jacob Moses, died from pneumonia. Annie's mother, Susan Wise, soon remarried, but her second husband died suddenly too. With eight children and very little income, Annie's family was sent to the county's poor farm. These institutions predated federal safety nets like Medicare and Social Security. Residents often dealt with miserable living conditions while battling the cultural stigma of needing help. Annie was placed with local families where she would work in exchange for room and board. She started hunting at 8 years old. From the start, Annie was a gifted shot, selling her game to local restaurants to help support her family. At 15, Annie's hunting skills paid off the mortgage on her mother's farm. That same year, she traveled to Cincinnati to compete in a shooting competition with Frank E. Butler. Butler was a traveling marksman who made bets with local communities that he could beat anyone in a sharpshooting match. Annie made all 25 shots. Butler missed the final one. The two started courting and married soon after in 1876. Annie was 16 years old. Annie and Butler continued Butler's tour of the country, with Annie acting as his assistant. Despite her skills, Annie was responsible mostly for holding up items for Butler to shoot. All of that changed on May 1st, 1882, when Butler's partner fell ill. Annie filled in on stage, and from then on, Annie was officially part of the act. After touring for a year with the Sells Brothers Circus, Annie and Butler joined Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. It was Annie, who had been given the name Little Sure Shot by Lakota Sioux leader Sitting Bull, who really rose to fame. Butler eventually chose to serve as her stage assistant and manager. Even by today's standards, Annie's stunts were jaw-dropping. She would shoot glass balls and coins out of the air and cigarettes out of her husband's mouth. Her show often opened with her skipping on stage, lifting her rifle, and in one shot, snuffing out the flame of a lit candle. Annie and Butler remained with Buffalo Bill's show for 16 years. The tour took them all around the world. They performed for Queen Victoria's Golden Jubilee in England and traveled through Spain, Italy, and France. Every time she stepped on stage, Annie proved that women were more than capable of using firearms, challenging the discipline's masculine reputation. she publicly encouraged women to learn how to use a pistol and to carry it in their purses, arguing that self-defense was empowering. In 1901, after returning to the United States, Annie and Butler were in a train crash. Annie injured her back and stopped touring. 2 years later, in 1903, it was reported in Chicago that Annie had been arrested for stealing a man's trousers and selling them for cocaine. Despite the story being entirely false, the woman arrested had used the fake name Annie Oakley. News outlets ran with it. Annie sued every paper that ran the false accusations. Over 7 years, she won 54 of 55 cases. In 1917, the United States entered World War I. Annie wrote to the Secretary of War, Henry L. Stimson, offering to fund and raise a regiment of female volunteers to fight. She also offered to help teach soldiers how to accurately shoot. Neither offer was accepted. In 1922, Annie began preparing to tour again, but a car accident delayed her plans. After a year of recovery, Annie finally returned to the stage. Soon, though, Annie fell sick, and in 1925, she moved back to Ohio to be closer to her family. Annie Oakley died on November 3, 1926. She was 66 years old. Her husband, Frank E. Butler, died 3 weeks later. The two had been married for 50 years. In 1946, a fictionalized version of Annie and Butler's love story debuted on Broadway as the Irving Berlin musical Annie Get Your Gun.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
To this day, the show is still regularly performed by theaters around the country. All month, we're talking about explorers and contenders. On Sundays, we're taking a break from our normal episodes to highlight women we've previously covered who did amazing things in healthcare. For more on why we're doing what we're doing, check out our Encyclopedia Womanica newsletter, Womanica Weekly. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Encyclopedia Womanica, and you can follow me directly on Twitter at Jenny M. Kaplan. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow. Before you go, I want to tell you about another show I think you might like. Everyone goes through the pains of adolescence. It's part of our growth as humans and is central to who we become as adults. Most of the time, people look back at their teen years with a bit of a grimace. Although those years can be deeply cringe-inducing and embarrassing, they can also give rise to beautiful and formative experiences. On This Teenage Life, real teens talk about real stories and topics that they go through while they're still in high school. Sometimes they're outrageously funny and other times thoughtful and earnest. But the goal is always to connect both kids and adults through subjects that aren't always seen from a teenager's perspective. Check out This Teenage Life wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can also find their website at thisteenagelife.org.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.